This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, September 4th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Painful cuts to CDFA. Recharge bill fails. Lawmakers to probe food aid problems. Ross, budget cuts will come with pain. CDFA is bracing for a nearly 8% reduction across agencies in an attempt by Governor Gavin Newsom to rein in the state deficit. During the monthly hearing of the Food and Ag Board yesterday, Secretary Karen Ross explained that the department has started running exercises to reduce spending and balance its budget. With the low figure, does not sound like a lot to a lot of folks. It is for an agency that's always operated on a very lean resource, she said. Ross acknowledged that it's very important for us to be very transparent, engage with all sectors that depend on our programs, and work together as we identify solutions. On that note, alongside other members of the Newsom cabinet, Ross recently toured the Livermore headquarters of a zero-emission bus maker. She's taken part of the governor's new job council to help identify workforce development opportunities with evolving technologies for food and ag production. Bill on groundwater recharge fails. Senator Anna Caporello of Merced was unable to garner enough votes from her colleagues in the assembly to pass her water bill. Caporello authored a set of provisions to make it easier for farmers and other water managers to capture flood flows for groundwater recharge. Just 2 hours ahead of a midnight deadline on bills on Saturday night, SB 1390 came up 4 votes shy of passing. Former Speaker Anthony Rendon of Lakewood and Republican Assembly Member Heath Flora of Ripon cast the only dissenting votes against the bill all year. SB 1390 had the backing of the Almond Alliance and Sustainable Conservation, a nonprofit dedicated to working with farmers on recharge. A handful of environmental groups worried about Delta ecosystems and communities made last-minute pleas for Assembly leadership to pull the measure. GOP Assembly Member Devin Mathis of Visalia, who abstained from voting, raised concerns SB 1390 could tie the hands of local officials during flood situations and charged that the legislation was not fully cooked. House panels plan joint hearing on food aid shortages. Two House subcommittees are looking to into the recent food shortages that have plagued tribal communities throughout the summer. The House Ag Subcommittee that oversees nutrition programs and the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee scheduled a joint hearing for next Wednesday. The hearing will focus on recent backlogs and shortages affecting participants in the food distribution program on Indian reservations and the Commodity Supplemental Food Program. Program representatives have reported significant delays or unwarned canceled deliveries, incorrect orders, or expired foods. A combined 770,000 people rely on the programs. Participants opt out of other federal nutrition programs like SNAP, often due to challenges accessing nearby grocery stores. The delays have been attributed to supply chain disruptions for the program's contractor. In recent weeks, groups of lawmakers have pressed USDA, which sources food for these programs, for details of how the situation progressed and the agency's response. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Grassley sees 1-year farm bill extension this month. Lawmakers return to D.C. next week for a possible battle over keeping the government funded when the new fiscal year starts October 1. They also may take up another extension for the 18 Farm Bill. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa told reporters yesterday he thinks a new one-year Farm Bill extension will be attached to whatever continuing resolution Congress ultimately passes this month to keep the government funded into fiscal 2025. It's too bad we don't roll up our sleeves and get the job done on a new Farm Bill this year, he said yesterday. Remember, Senate GOP Whip John Thune of South Dakota said last month that Congress was likely to pass a one-year Farm Bill extension, but didn't say when it would be considered. Keep in mind, the House Farm Bill has a $33 billion funding gap that, according to the Congressional Budget Office, that may not be any easier to fix in the next Congress. Grassley suggested Congress may have to override the CBO score of the bill. In the Senate, that would require 60 votes, and that would, quote, not be very fiscally responsible, Grassley said. He has said in the past that Congress should abide by CBO's cost estimates. FDA to host webinar on proposed second round sodium reduction goals. FDA is planning a stakeholder webinar to go over draft guidance of new targets for voluntary sodium reduction in foods, along with a preliminary assessment of progress in cutting sodium so far. On October 10th, representatives from the agency will provide an overview of the new voluntary targets for sodium reductions in foods, the second phase of a larger initiative to limit sodium. The draft guidance for the phase two targets was released in August and suggests sodium levels for 163 food categories that are commercially processed or prepared in restaurants and other food service establishments. In addition to reviewing the proposed targets, the agency will discuss preliminary data from 2022 that shows how successful food categories were in meeting phase one targets. Here's today's final word. Yet here in California, the climate bond's biggest item is offshore wind, which is literally one of the most expensive options we could pursue. Taxpayers should be buying the cheapest options, not the bright, shiny object that may never actually pencil. That Jennifer Pierre, General Manager for State Water Contractors, responding to news that the backers of a large offshore wind project in New Jersey are unsure of the power to be generated or the cost to build it. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, September 4th, brought to you by Robble AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.